All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Never has it been more important for me to say, what up, H-Town? We are back in business. And hopefully you are too. Barry and I are back in our usual chairs, the usual suspects, back on the air. Signal, I believe, is back up to fairly close to full strength. But never have we been more pleased to be back on the air, to be in touch with you guys.
Man, oh man, oh man. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you're safe, Tyler. Nick is safe and sound, just can't get to work.
He lost his car. Yeah. So God bless Nick, and hopefully he gets that fixed quickly.
My heart is heavy for this city. I'm sad as a native Houstonian. I'm sad to see what we're going through. But well, I'm here today. Let's have some fun. Let's spread a little cheer. Let's have some giggles. Let's get some giggles in our life because boy oh boy, what a week! What a week! In I've never seen anything like it here. Never in 43 years. So
never in my life. I've sat through ones that I regretted sitting through. I've gotten to all the warnings that and didn't listen and then saw them not come to fruition and say, oh, that was, you know, that's just Houston overreacting. I did get one tweet about when you and I were talking about, come on, man, 50-some inches, are you kidding me?
No, okay.
And I responded, let's be fair. Our biggest thing was our political leaders were not hiding information from the city and keeping things that they knew.
Exactly.
And that's what I said. That's the point we made.
Because the point of that thing was, oh, there's 100,000, I don't know if it was 10,000 deaths. And yeah, the city officials aren't keeping anything from the public. Now, you want to talk about orders to evacuate and all that is one thing. But keeping information, it just wasn't happening. And that was the point of that, which I didn't even respond because you know what? That's not my priority. That wasn't my priority.
You know me. I
know. You can't help
and,
it.
And
it's okay.
I just said, look. And
plus, I didn't have internet. Or maybe I was responding.
I said, if we get over 50 inches, then I'll be the first one to tell you I was wrong. But overall, you know, this wasn't a cover-up. This was just something that no one could have expected or predicted to be at this devastation level and to do this much damage. But I'm with you, brother. I mean, this was as scary
not
and
only that, with
crazy.
With everything going on, if that's where your priority is to tweet someone and say, I told you so, maybe get your priority straight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Hit me up next week. That's fine. So you guys made it okay. You're safe.
Yeah,
and sound.
I told you before the storm, and like I said, and this is all with the precursor of, hey, there's so many people that are so much worse off than us that it, you know, it's tough to even talk about
it. Yes, yes.
In a way that we had endured anything because I know what you guys are going through. But at the same time, my big deal was with no flood insurance because my insurance guy had little bit of a mishap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was without question with a big ass bucket at my pool every hour, making sure that I kept water off the back porch. I kept, you know, watching the front get over the curb and up the front lawn going, man, if I have to personally lay down in front of my door
right,
or whatever I got to do. But at the end of the day, it was crazy because after two really rough days, Sunday night, for some reason, it just started to recede.
Yeah.
And we lucked out.
Well, that's good. I mean, a lot of people didn't, and it sucks. My thing was not knowing what was going on. We lost our AT&T UVerse service Friday night, 11:30 p.m., and we still don't have it back. So we don't have TV, no internet, no home phone, and then the cell service in our neighborhood is horrible. So I have no way to communicate, or you know, I can't get.
Well, we were worried about you because everybody's going. Anybody heard from Barry? Anybody heard from Barry?
And I couldn't get out.
And finally, you responded to one of my texts, and I was like, "Okay, God, he's good."
Yeah.
Because even the people on Twitter were like, "Okay, we hear from you guys. What are we hearing from Barry?"
I couldn't communicate. I would have to get out. Like, so there's a ravine that runs through. Well, we have a lot of lakes and stuff around us, but this one thing overflowed, and I have two ways to get from my house out, and it flowed across both of those and flooded it. So there was no way I was going anywhere. And then with no service, I would have to drive around in my car about every 5, 6, 7 hours just to try to send and receive a text. And yeah, so I couldn't communicate. I couldn't, you know, I mean, I wasn't tweeting or anything, obviously, but it was what sucked for me is not knowing what was going on and not being able to just, you know, check on everybody. And thanks to everybody that checked on us, by the way, but you included. But yeah, man, that was not knowing what was happening to the city and then, you know, finding out bits and pieces really sucked.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even have the words. And I just want to say this right off the jump, by the way. And I think it's worth repeating throughout this show, but now more than ever is the perfect time to support a local business. Mm-hmm. These businesses and the people around here are going to need you guys to be out there. And listen, I love Home Depot and Lowe's and all those, and that's great for you guys. But they've got Home Depots all over this country. What you need to do is if you need supplies or you're going to go buy supplies, go to your local Ace Hardware. Go to a local mom and pop shop and get those supplies. Businesses need your support right now. So don't be shy about supporting local companies. That's going to be crucial for this city getting back on its feet because you're basically supporting the people that need the money to fix the stuff that was ruined. You know what I mean?
Not only that, the other thing. Don't be that person that gets on businesses, too, if they're not open yet because you don't know what they've endured. Yeah. And just because their storefront might be clean – back home, you don't know what they're dealing with. The people that own these businesses are dealing with nightmares as well.
Can I tell you that I got here, and the first thing I did is went to get a Subway sandwich down below. Because it's a national chain, but you understand that it's a franchise. So someone locally owns that Subway. And those three ladies that take care of me every day pay their bills by working at that Subway. So first thing I did is I wanted to go down there and get a sandwich and see how they're doing. And I feel like I know them because I'm there every day. The manager, and I forget her name, but she was like, people were coming in and screaming at them. How can you be out of this? How can you be out of that? She's like, our deliveries come from Victoria, and they can't make it. And they're like, they were screaming at these ladies and cursing at them.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like, what are you doing? I get you're frustrated. I get it. But don't take it out on someone that you don't know what their situation is. I mean, for all you know, those ladies could have been flooded too, but they're working. Just be nice, guys. Just be nice to people.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, here's the thing. The luxury of having a Starbucks open today in my neighborhood was absolutely crazy to me because of the fact that we had, you know, you couldn't even think about coffee or other things.
No.
And then the lady's telling me the same thing at the window. Like, people are ordering their coffees, and she's like, all we got is what we got. When we run out of milk, when we run out of half and half, when we run out of all these things, people are starting to get ticked off. She's like, we haven't had a delivery truck.
What do you want?
We needed to get out of the house just because it was so monotonous being locked up. So we all wanted to work. We're working half a staff, trying to just do our best because we thought people could use the break too and get some caffeine. But instead of being grateful, they're trying to rip our heads off. I'm like, well, I appreciate you guys more than you know.
Just take it easy, man. Relax. Like, I was coming in. Normally, I'm all, you know, me in traffic. And I get up to 6:10. Making that curve when I started seeing the Galleria and it was just jam-packed. And I was like, you know what? It's okay.
Yep.
It's okay. I mean, just everyone just take a deep breath. And it's tough. I get it. I know. But just relax. Don't be mean to people. That's
breathe,
the big thing right
people.
Now.
Yeah. Breathe through your eyelids, as the case may be.
Don't be mean.
You know, that's the biggest thing. So that's what we're here for today. Yes, we are a sports station. Yes, we talk sports and stuff all the time. But at this point in time and what this city has endured over the last week, we are here for anything and everything your way. We'll be giving you ideas on donations that can be made, volunteer efforts that can be put forth, and all kinds of things going on in this city. If we want to talk about some sports, we can do that as well. The Astros having to endure being away from their families all this time are finally coming home after a day game going on right now. We can talk about that, the Texans-Cowboys game being canceled, or anything and everything. Everything on your mind, from Hurricane Harvey to anything in between. So please give us a call, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. That's the HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, or hit us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and of course, at producer T. Scott, who's filling in for our man Nick as he continues to figure out what's going on with all the after effects of the hurricane and losing his car. But we love to hear from you. We know you're great suspects, and we look forward to keeping this thing going for the next 3 hours.
Yeah, and you know what? Speaking of supporting local businesses, here's a place where you can start right now. This is a company that's started advertising with the station. This is a single, this isn't a chain. I mean, Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is a local business, and this is what I was just talking about. Get out there and support those guys, man. They're brand new. They're out there doing their thing, and you guys, first of all, you're going to love the food. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. You can't go wrong at this place, I'm telling you. I know you've been cooped up eating those hurricane supplies. You're ready to get out. Go head over to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, 1901 Taft in Midtown. Get over there and get some food, and it's delicious because if you want chicken fried steak, they got it. But you want chicken curry, they have that as well. It's that Southern comfort. It's that Indian food. It's that fusion. It's that mix. You can't beat it. Nothing like it in the city of Houston. Best known for the best buttered chicken in Houston, but they also have stuff like quesadillas made with naan bread. Those are, so good. They have wing sliders. They have this Himalayan heat burger that, look, you know, we all like to make that list of burgers that you need to try in the city of Houston. Go ahead and add the Himalayan heat burger to that list. It's that good. All the food's delicious. All the Indian food is authentic family recipes from Haas and his grandma and his mom and his aunt. They do all of the work themselves. It's made in-house. You're going to love it. They also have a full-service bar, so if you just want to go catch a game, get out of the house, go have a drink, head on over to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen at 1901 Taft and have a drink at their bar. Or if you just want to have it delivered, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub, they deliver with all three, so give them a call there. 1901 Taft, if you need more information, look them up on Facebook. CNI713 on Facebook. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, there's nothing like it.
Birthday ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, we got stuff to get to, but the biggest thing is we are on the air, and that is important, and we are here for you. Therefore, if you have issues and problems, send them our way. If you have stories like Tony, who we're going to get to in a minute, send them our way. If you have good tips going on across the city, like, for instance, Terry High School out in Sugar Land, they need children's supplies. They need diapers. They need wipes. They need things for kids, games and things for people to do. They're in need because in a lot of these places that we've told you about yesterday and today, a lot of people have got all the clothing they need for adults, but now it's starting to turn their attention towards the children because this is a long-term process. So we'll keep you posted in terms of like where you can volunteer, where you can donate, what they need. Even the Astros are going to take donations at the door this weekend. Good. So I've got a list of that stuff we can get to as well. But we're here for you. You guys also got things on your mind. Share it with us.
Also, an update, because I know a lot of you are hearing, because social media, again, rears its ugly head with false information and fake news. There's this whole warning on social media going around about the September 1 deadline to file claims related to Hurricane Harvey. A lot of that is misinformation, so I've got the info you need that'll clarify it and tell you exactly what it is. So hang in. Once Tony gets done, we'll get into that at some point. So just keep tuned. We'll get you the correct information, at least according to CNBC and some other reputable websites.
Yeah, and also I want to say that I do now appreciate Barry. Having to do 2 hours with Patrick Creighton yesterday was an experience like none other. Tyler, you can attest to this.
Okay, so you're warming up to me now. Don't go that far. Oh, okay.
As I would say, especially because of Harvey, don't go overboard.
Right.
Absence but at the makes same, the heart grow fonder.
That's true.
My goodness.
So it was rough, huh?
That man should be an auctioneer.
He's just shouting at you?
He could do an auction here for people in Austin, and they could hear him, for one. But for two, the words per minute, like, and Tyler and I, because we were doing Facebook Live, Tyler and I are kind of giving him hand gestures. Tyler through the window
sometimes
is trying to do it again.
Sometimes those aren't even words. It's just a...
Who, Patrick?
Yeah. And he just keeps going. And I'm like behind my computer screen. I'm going, okay, go to break, cut. And he's like, he kind of gives me the half nod. And he's like, I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, that's, well, there you go.
And they should rename their show Late in Crate, because Crate was late again today. We should have called this show. It would have been another promo.
That's good.
Because that's what we do around here.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's get Tony in here. Tony's got a story from the weekend. Tony, what's up?
Tony.
Hey, I just wanted to first give a shout-out to all the police and firefighters and ambulance EMTs and all the first responders from Louisiana and anywhere out of state. There's a huge outpouring of support from, frankly, all over the United States. But just a little story you were talking about, people griping at store owners and employees. I was actually at a Walmart yesterday down here in Pasadena, which we took a pretty big hit over the weekend, needless to say. But I think they opened the store around 9. I got there about 8:30. I was probably about the 30th person in line. About two people in front of me, there were a couple of older ladies in black scrubs. I guess they worked in an ER in a hospital. But there was a store associate walking up and down the line telling people what they did and didn't have. And these ladies were getting impatient as far as them opening the store. And they told him to hurry up several times. And he said they're working as fast as they can. Then the ladies promptly walked out of line. They said, don't come into our ER. We've got to go to work. They stormed off, and one of them even ran over the cone barricades they set up in front of the Walmart. So these people are doing as much as they can. Frankly, a lot of the people that work in these stores, their homes or apartments are completely destroyed.
Yeah.
I personally drove through about 3 foot of flood water just so I can get cases of water and dog food and some supplies over to Dobie High School for the thousands of people that were over there over the weekend for shelter.
Wow. Well, Tony, thank you for doing that,
Tony,
number one.
And don't lose the spirit and the faith just because of some – so there are always going to be some bad apples. I was going to tell you.
Yes, sir.
And thanks for the call, Tone. So hang in there. We appreciate you listening.
Unbelievable.
Look, one of the stories that really rang through my brain that I mentioned briefly yesterday when Tyler and I were doing that Facebook Live thing, but the crazy thing to me, you get those bad apples. Like, and we can talk about this because our good friend Billy D. Washington also put something on Facebook about the reporters and the fact that when they just stick a microphone in people's places down at the GRB, in people's faces at the GRB and other places, if you don't screen these people and talk to these people, you're not always sure what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But Channel 11, my wife's station, and Sherry Williams is doing a heck of a job down there at the GRB and trying to get stories out. She actually, in one case, found a missing daughter of a mother that couldn't find her and reunited them, which was awesome.
That is awesome.
But they put this girl on, and I say girl, but she's a mother. She has a daughter, I would say, probably between 8 and 10. She's a little plump. She's, you know, I only say that because of the fact that I don't think that she's got her priorities straight in a lot of ways. But Sherry says, you know, hey, you guys have said you might have some issues down here at the George R. Brown. What's going on? She proceeds to go on a 5-minute tirade about how the entire thing sucks. Where's my taxpayer money going that they can't get there straight? They can't get organized. On live television, she starts talking about how the place stinks, how there's too many people, how she woke up and there were guys at her feet staring at her, and she didn't like it. She said there were old people in the corner that were literally, and she, instead of using peeing, you can think of the word she used.
Mm-hmm.
She then said that guys are outside on crack. And then basically, to make it all even better for live TV, after all she had already said, come on, this is all complete BS, but said it. And everybody just sat there and was like, really? Like, do you think that there's ever been a plan for the biggest hurricane in Northern American history, or the history of the, you know, for the world, for the most part, for the amount of water we took on? Like, there's a plan in place with infrastructure where they can go, now when we get all this rain and tens of thousands of people are displaced, here's what we're going to do to make it all seamless.
Well, not only that, but just even if you did have a plan, execution in the middle of chaos,
no doubt,
difficult. To say the least. What a dumbass.
Yeah, I was like, woman,
that's horrible.
Shut your trap and be thankful. Like, there's a roof over your head.
I mean, like, for my wife and I, we were like, oh, this not having internet sucks. And then we looked at each other and we would literally laugh because it was like, if that's the worst, like, we had a leak in our garage. I had to, you know, I'm like, so what? Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, it just, you have to understand people have lost everything and couldn't get to a shelter or don't have a place to go. And you're mad because you're in a shelter somewhere safe and sound where people have lost their lives in this.
No question.
Like, it's every level is a priority. Like, you know what I mean? If you lost some furniture, someone lost their whole house.
Right.
If you lost your whole house, someone lost their house and cars.
Cars,
someone
right.
lost a life. So it's always, there's always, you know, it could always be worse unless you're the person that died.
Yeah.
And then it can't get any worse than that.
And even then you see other people go, well, you know what?
It could be their family.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, then you get all these people that say, well, you know, in such a huge catastrophe, lucky we only lost 23 people. No, we lost 23 people. And that is 23 too many no matter yeah. what. And that is when, like Barry said, I cringe at telling my story because I feel guilty about the fact that, you know, we came out pretty much unscathed. When you see all the devastation, these people, that's why I want to do so much to try and help people in the community, to try and get people to do the right things because of the fact that, you know, not everybody was so lucky.
Yeah.
And that's something that we should, you know, we should continue to focus on because, like you said, people lost too much. When Kingwood Boulevard or Kingwood Drive or whatever it is a river, when you see highways and the sidewalls being swept away on 59, yeah. All these different things that you see and you're like...
Keep it in perspective.
Yeah.
Patrick Randall said, dude, Monica and I have been, because he owns a flower shop. He said, Monica and I have been getting screamed at by brides who have weddings this weekend because we didn't open on Tuesday.
Screw what? Them.
Yeah. I'd be like, you
I
know what?
I hope it rains on your wedding.
No doubt.
I just, you've got to be kidding me. Like, you're unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I haven't even opened up the text line yet, but I did. And then the very first text is your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. He said, holy hell, now my day can continue. Thank God you guys are safe and back on the air. Yeah, thanks to everybody too, listeners and you guys and everyone that checked in on me because I couldn't communicate. But
I'm with you. Everybody was checking. And by the way,
good to be back.
Raheel is awesome.
Yeah?
Raheel found milk for my daughter.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
okay, he's awesome.
He and his dad went to like bakeries that were open and bought all the bread and brought it down to the GRB.
Nice.
And was making contributions.
That is cool.
Was really doing a lot of good where he could. And they had to evacuate and they took on... some crap, but we had, you know, look, right under our own roof, we've had so many people here that are dealing. We've mentioned Nick lost his car. We've got a couple girls in the office here that lost more than that. Yep. And again, it puts it in perspective for you real quick.
Yeah, pretty sad. I've got a list of stuff that I need to get off my chest. I haven't been able to talk on the air.
Me too.
In a long time. So I've got a whole list, including how I got my man card. I'm super excited about that. I got my man card thanks to Hurricane Harvey.
You were in a pretty big hole. Regarding your man card, though,
it's a good point, that. Tyler. So I was gonna refrain, but you're absolutely right.
I don't know exactly that you got out.
Shut
of that.
Your damn mouth!
Like, I don't think you're in the positive.
What
yet.
Do you mean? I know we got to go to break because we're way behind. But what the hell do you mean? I was in a pretty big hole. I want to know. Like, no. Save it. I want
to
know.
Yeah, there's a lot
I'll
on that
to,
list.
I'll have to go to tape on some of this stuff.
You think I could fit this in my mouth? That
there's no.
Like the cats.
Oh, well, come on.
What with the 11-minute workout plan with Richard Simmons?
Your choice of beer.
I'll have you know I drank all the beer in my fridge, including all of the foo-foo-y craft beer.
See, but that stuff is the more manlier stuff.
How is that more manly? It's all that foo-foo-y.
Put some hair on your chest.
Well, I am getting used to IPAs
now. You got your first chest hair then.
I am getting used to
that. Is that what the main card is about?
No, it's not.
All right, we got plenty of that to get into as well, so don't go anywhere. We're just getting started. We're going till 4, the Blitz after us. We're trying to get back some form of normalcy, and that's because you guys are listening as well, so please feel free to join the show, 713-780-3776. Text us, call us, or hit us up on Twitter. We'll be back with more right here on ESPN 97.5.
But right now, I want to tell you guys about a way to save a ton of money on your electricity bill, and it's through a company called Energy Ogre. Now, you'll hear advertisements all the time about switching to this company or that company to help save you money. Here's the deal, though. Switch to Energy Ogre, and they'll do it for you, because Energy Ogre is not an electric company. They're a technology company, and what they do is they monitor all of these businesses that are trying to get you to switch to them. They go and check out all their rates, and then they pick the best one for you based on how you use electricity. There's all kind of a logarithms and math going on, and I tell you what, it works, because I've been with them since January, and I've already saved over $425 in my first 7 months with the company, so I know it works. And let me just tell you this. I'll let you in on a little secret. Most of the time in radio, when we get advertisers that we speak for as a sponsor, they come to us. That didn't happen in this case. I went to Energy Ogre and said, I want to speak for you guys, because that's how much I believe in your product, and I want the people to know about it. And so here we are now. You can save 40 to 60% off your electricity bill each month. Last year alone, they saved their members over $21 million. They have a calculator on their website. You just log in to energyogre.com, and you can type in your usage, and they'll give you an idea of what you'll save. Like I said, for me, $425 over the first 7 months. And if you don't believe me, guys, hit me up on Twitter at Barry is Funny, and I'll show you last year's electric bills versus this year's electric bills. I got proof for you. It works. No hidden charges, no hassles, no catch. They offer a satisfaction guarantee, and you can cancel at any time, so there's literally no reason why you shouldn't go and sign up right now. I'll even sweeten the pot for you. If you go energyogre.com and sign up, use promo code Barry, you'll get your 13th month free. So that's right, I'll save you 10 more bucks right there. So that $425 that I'm saving is after the $10 monthly fee. Guys, go do it. Energyogre.com, promo code Barry. Go save money on your electricity.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
I got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece got war and peace inside my DNA.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Usual Suspects back. It's producer Tyler Scott here with us today, filling in for Nick, who unfortunately is one of the victims of the storm, having lost his car and some things, but hopefully he will be okay and be back with us quickly.
Word.
We've got some housekeeping to get to, but caller brought it up, and it's a great point. A lot of shout-outs and credit go to first responders. A lot go to the people that came from Louisiana and all over with boats to try and just make a difference and help.
Oh, I heard about this. Did you? Yeah, and I'm with you. Thank you to everyone. Police, fire, emergency, volunteers. There was a guy that just owns a lot in our neighborhood, and we got flooded in. A lot of people with kids couldn't get out. I mean, our houses, for the most part, were safe, except for where the water had flooded over the two streets for us to get out. But this guy who just he hasn't even built in the neighborhood yet, but he had heard about it. And so he has a dump truck. So he was driving through the floodwaters to the dump truck to get old people and babies and take supplies. And, you know, if people need a gas for generators, he was just all day long and never asked for a dime, because, you know, it's expensive to fill up a dump truck with gas.
Yep.
Never
and
asked for a dime.
Gas.
And he was by himself. No help. No buddies. But then, like, some of the guys from the neighborhood, you know, we were all kind of doing what we could. And I was driving around with a chainsaw trying to figure out who, you know, if anybody needed
how
help.
How to turn it on.
No, thank you, Joel.
Come on, Tyler, you can pile on at any time.
No, I had posted in our Facebook group. I was like, hey, listen, in our neighborhood, if anyone has any down trees or you see any in the roads, let me know and I'll go cut them down. I mean, I'm not going to do tree clearing service, but, you know, if something falls on your house or, you know, in your driveway or across a road, let me know. So I'm driving around in the area that I can move around in. There's this guy, there's a tree that has fallen in front of this and over someone's driveway completely, and there's a big tree. And so I get out and I walk up to the guy's house, knock on the door, and I'm like, hey man, I've got a chainsaw, you want me to cut you a path for this tree to so you guys can get out once the water goes down. He was like, I don't know, man, like, check back with me in a day or two. I was like, what? Like, you don't— oh, you know, this ain't like a service.
This isn't Amazon Delivers.
I'm telling you, I'm here now with a chainsaw. Do you want me to cut the tree out or not? He's like, yeah, man, check back with me in a day or two. I was like, you know what? You don't deserve to get out. Like, you're a dumbass. Like, if some dude, if I'm blocked and I can't get out, and some dude shows up with a chainsaw, like, hey, you want me to cut you a path through there? I'll just knock it out real quick, boom, boom, be done. I'm not cleaning it up. I'm not offering anything, you know, as far as like a full
right.
haul away. I'm offering it so you can get out if you need to. No. Come back in a day or two. I was like, I ain't going back. You know what? If you're that stupid, if you're that big of an a-hole, I didn't go back. That was 3 days ago. I drove by this morning on my way to work.
Still
can't get out. That's what you
get. That's on him.
You know what? You dumbass, that's what you get.
Here's the other thing. With all these first responders I was giving shout-outs to and props to, most of them lost something. Some of them lost everything, yet they were still more focused on trying to help other people and get people out, save people's lives. That's incredible. When you saw the videos of how the trucks were just lined up with trailers on the highway to get all the boats in here, that was fantastic.
Did you hear about the Cajun Navy getting shot at, though, from looters?
Dude. No.
You heard about this, Tyler?
Yeah.
So if you didn't know, there was these people that came over from Louisiana. They're called the Cajun Navy, and I don't know a ton of detail about them. So if anybody listening does, feel free to call and you know, give whatever information you can.
Or tweet us, yeah.
But, yeah, that's positive. But they come over to help rescue people, and apparently, and again, I don't know how much of this is factual or not, but apparently people were trying to take their boat. They were disguising themselves as someone in trouble, tried to take their boat, and then shot at them.
Jeez. So,
shot at these people trying to rescue people. And everyone was safe, fortunately, but unbelievable.
Two nights ago, I guess, Monday, I don't know what day it was. They all just kind of ran together.
Right. Sure.
One night, an old original Blitzer reached out on Facebook, and Dave Tepper saw it, so he's kind of sharing it. And I knew somebody who was trying to get help in Port Arthur as well. That's where she was. So I kind of linked up. We tried figuring it out. I actually had downloaded that Zello app that they used to save people.
Mm-hmm.
And basically through that, you had to go to HoustonHarveyRescue.com, sign in. You had to basically give them your whole rescue situation. And then they would give you a ticket number. And then they would start going down the line, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people were just getting on that app, and they're using that method
to find where people were leaving.
To find where people were at, because people would just get on that app, and they would say, like, hey, I need help here, blah, blah, blah. And then whenever they would show up for help, they would get ambushed.
That's crazy, man.
And it's like, what kind of
low-life a-holes?
Right. I'll never understood this. Stuff like this brings out the best in people and the worst in people.
Yeah.
I hope that every one of those people drowns in the water. I mean, like, there's just no reason for you to be taking advantage of people.
There were other
right
people
now.
In
looting
the fluorescent, you know, vests, the reflective vests, telling people at their homes, we're the police. You have a mandatory evacuation. You've got to get out now.
Oh, yeah.
And the minute they waited and saw them leave, they jumped into the house and started stealing stuff.
Unbelievable.
Scum of the earth.
Yep. I mean, I
wish I could cuss on radio.
I was going to say, there's not enough
completely
words
agree.
That we're allowed to say that would describe those people, but just know I wish bad things on them. And I hope they drown. I really do. If you're that kind of person, there's no room for you on this planet. There's
and,
really
and like
not.
We said, for all the good, and there's been so much good to talk about, there's always going to be the bad, and that is the bad and the ugly. Let's catch up on the breaks. Get to a break real quick, and then we'll come back, get a whole lot more. And by the way, your man card is still in limbo.
Yeah,
so we can get to that as well.
Yeah.
We'll be back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, Tyler in for Nick. Otherwise, Barry and I intact, in place, and here for you. As we continue to roll on, a couple of housekeeping things I wanted to get to. One, the Astros have made a trade. You guys should be extremely excited. No, it's not a pitcher.
Oh,
Yeah, it's just no. It is no. Justin Upton. Actually, he went to the Angels, which allowed the Angels to trade Cameron Maybin, the speedy outfielder, to the Astros. We're trying to find out what they had to give up, but that doesn't help solve the pitching issues.
No. Damn it.
To be clear about that whole deal,
Cameron Maybin.
Had great cleats during Players Weekend. Spider Maybin had some Spider-Man cleats.
You just
cleats,
got another Jake Mariznick is what you got. With less power.
Yeah.
With old Jake Mariznick power.
Couldn't you have just signed
2017 Jake Mariznick power, 2016 and before Jake Mariznick power.
Couldn't you have brought Aoki back or something if you really needed another outfielder?
He's better than Aoki.
Because they cut, Toronto cut
he's,
him.
He's at least some speed, at least in the playoffs now. Because if you're not aware of the trade deadline, so today at midnight, as Joel was correct in pointing out, 11:59 to be exact.
I'm 1 minute off there. Bust my chops.
11:59 is the deadline, but really you can make trades tomorrow. It doesn't matter. The difference is they can't be on the playoff roster. So they can be on your 40-man roster. They have to be on your 40-man roster by August 31st, 11:59, in order to be on your playoff roster. So getting Maybin basically gives you some speed off the bench in a situation where McCann hits a single and he gets on first, and you need a runner. That's what Maybin is going to be, basically. Maybe some defensive replacement. But, I mean, do they really need more defensive replacement in the outfield? They're pretty set out there as far as defensively goes. But they did add some speed, which is good.
Yeah, and look, the element of stealing bases, I mean, Maybin has made a living this year off of stealing bases off of Astros pitching and catching. But, again, what everybody wants, what everybody thinks they need is pitching and starting pitching. And we know the one guy that's the big fish out there, as long as you want to help pay for the pond, is still dangling in Justin Verlander. So,
well, and here's the thing. I was thinking about that. The good news is that the Tigers are making some moves here at the deadline because, like you said,
Upton
goes to the Angels. The Angels need to make room for him. They'll resign. So they move Maybin to the Astros. Could this mean that the Tigers have waited until the very last minute, but now they're going to make a move and dump all these salaries that they don't want, including Verlander? We'll find out. We've got about 10 hours to go, but it could still happen. It certainly could still happen. And with the Astros now only 3 games up on the Indians for home field advantage in the playoffs, you might see some desperation set in with Jeff Luhnow. So.
And you being without internet and phone, and we were trying to catch up during the production meeting. But
I had no idea.
I was telling you even during the break, we talked about it in the production meeting and then during this last break, how it just – I was looking so forward to just some, relief for my brain to watch the Astros, and it just ripped me up to know that they were getting hammered by the Rangers in this whole catastrophe within the catastrophe where the Rangers, said – giving their season ticket holders only 24 hours to flip-flop series with the Astros and take the home series this weekend so that the Astros would take the home series in September. They couldn't see it. And some people said, well, they're doing it because they want the competitive advantage. For whatever the reason, the Astros have been, and we kind of detailed it yesterday too in depth, but what was supposed to be a 3-game series in California and a quick return home, until they made the move and Sylvester Turner went out and said, no, we want you back home, and they moved this Mets series for this weekend, they faced being on the road for over 20-some days in the midst of the greatest hurricane catastrophe in the United States in history. And that's something that you don't wish upon anyone. And so we're dealing with that, and I had tweeted, look, you're worried about your fans in 24 hours getting to the ballpark when we're worried about a city that's going to take 24 months or more to try and dig out of this thing and try and get back to normalcy. It's ridiculous. But to know that their minds were in other places and you could just see it in their eyes and you could see in some of the things they were tweeting and talking about on the broadcast, they weren't ready for baseball.
No.
You could hear it in AJ's voice, too.
They have homes here.
Yeah.
And family here.
And that's the thing, right now, Rob Manfred has become the evil Roger Goodell. Goodell kind of saved face a little bit by actually canceling this game so Texans players could come back to their homes in Houston and their families. Why couldn't they just take that series and move it to the end of the season?
Yep.
So Treat it like it rained out.
So it delays playoffs by a day or two, whatever. These guys have homes and families here. And you're more concerned about them playing
not even
a game.
Him, though, but not even him. I'm talking about the Rangers and the fact that, like you said, that they were more concerned about, well, we can't – 24 hours isn't enough notice to our season ticket holders. You know what? I don't care about your season ticket holders. Let them be nice and cozy in their homes, and they'll get over it. But how great would it be in a couple of weeks? Because when were they talking about flip-flopping? It was going to be – yeah, but when?
I was towards the end of the season in September. They had a Rangers series.
It's one of their last
– yeah, right before they go to Boston.
Yeah, it's one of their last five series because they would have had four away and then one very last home series.
So, hold on, I'm going to pull up this guy.
And then one of the other BS Rangers excuses was, well, we didn't want our guys on the road for like, you know, 20-some days. Well, so instead you want to put the Astros in on the road for 20-some days. And, oh, by the way, like you said, Barry, you guys can all drive up to your driveway, get into your house, enjoy your families and your neighborhoods and your stores. And instead the Astros are dealing with all this. And, oh, yeah, well, let's just screw the Astros over. Look, I understand there's a rivalry, but that doesn't mean that you got to be an a-hole when there's a catastrophe.
Yeah, and so if they would have switched with the Rangers – yeah, it would have been September 25th, 26th, and 27th. How that's, you know, about a month from now. And in those 4 weeks, waters will go down. You know, houses will be almost dried out. How good would it be for folks to be able to get away and go watch a game locally and just, you know, enjoy a little baseball and take their minds off of things? But no. The Rangers are more worried about their 24-hour notification to their season ticket holders. It makes no sense to me. It's asinine. And I would be willing to bet you, had the tables been turned,
Stros would have done the right thing.
I feel like, I want to say at least that the Astros would have agreed to flip.
Totally agree.
I just have that feeling. I don't know. I may be completely wrong. But I tell you what, if I was a fan of the Rangers, if I was a fan of the Astros and the tables were turned and this was the Rangers needing to flip-flop and the Astros said no, I would boycott the Astros. What an a-hole move that is for you not to be able to do that. Those guys have – those are people too playing baseball. They have homes. They have kids. They have family in the area. They have wives that are without their husbands right now riding this thing out. And I don't understand it. I really don't get it at all. Because at least if they can flip flop, they can get up there and they're still going to play the games. But at least they know that, you know, they're closer. They're in Dallas. They can get back if they need to. They can drive back that night. I just don't.
We talked about this yesterday, but here's the difference: the Cowboys went out of their way to accommodate the Texans.
Yep.
They took them in. They let them practice at their facilities. They did what they got whatever they needed for them. And then they went along with them to cancel that final preseason game because they knew that the Texans needed to get home. So they did everything they could to accommodate. On the flip side, the Rangers did everything they could to be big a-holes and make it more difficult for the Astros. That's why I saw this petition going on air around social media, I should say, and Adam Wexler was all over it, that they're, one, that the Rangers shouldn't be allowed to have the Texas flag on their sleeve anymore, and two, they should be the Arlington Rangers because they don't represent true Texans.
Amen.
I'm with both of them.
Dallas is the butthole of this state. That's a fact.
And they don't wipe.
It used to be College Station.
Fact. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I need to tell how I got my man card next segment. I got to get this out there. I'm pretty proud of this.
You got to get it off your chest?
I got to get off my one chest hair.
I was going to say the chest hair is waiting. All right, so we got one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big shows. We continue to roll on. Don't go anywhere.